Welcome back to the Benusa Pregame Show here on the Beaver Radio Network. Brian Schultz joined by Bob Daniels, head coach of the Bulldogs. Coach, thanks for your time.
Hey, my pleasure. Thank you.
Everyone who's in this league knows travel is brutal. All of these series this weekend have long travel trips. How much of a concern is it of you this weekend?
You know what? Not much. We were fortunate enough. We were on break, so we were able to pull out Wednesday morning right after practice. Got to Ashland, Wisconsin, got up early the next morning, came in. So it hasn't been that rigorous. You know, I think for any of the teams that were fortunate enough to advance from this weekend and have to go to Minnesota is where I think it would show up for any of the four that would have to travel this weekend. I think eventually it's going to catch up with you, but I think for this weekend it's going to have no bearing at all.
How much did you learn about BSU a couple of weeks ago that you didn't already know?
Oh, you know what? I'd like to say quite a bit, but not really. I mean, I didn't learn a lot that we hadn't known previously. I think it did help in our preparation that we played them only 2 weeks ago. It probably helped in theirs, too. It's not like it was, 2 months ago where you're trying to refresh the guys. Matter of fact, when we showed them video during the course of the week and today, it was like, okay, yeah, I got this. We understand. So, you know, unless they change something fairly drastically, we have a pretty good handle, and they're going to have a pretty good handle. We didn't change anything drastically. It's, you play a whole year. It's hard to change much at the end. But I did, like any series within our league, you do realize that, you know, that there's not much that separates wins and losses. In that case, I think it was a 1-1 and a 2-1 game. So, you know, there really isn't a lot that separates one team from another. Now, I do expect there'll be an advantage to Bemidji State being at home this time and us on the road. We got a big lift that we play better at home, obviously, than we do on the road.
There aren't very many goalies that are captains. What makes C.J. Mott the guy that he is?
Well, the funny thing is, when we were looking at captains last spring and you start developing a list, and at the end of the year, too, we did the exit interviews with the outgoing seniors and then interviews with the returning players. And to a man, when we talked about who should be our captain, they all would say CJ, however, you know. And so it got to the point where we thought, well, maybe he is a candidate. He's a quiet leader, but he's what we like about him is he's unbelievable in the classroom. He's a great student. He's a great leader. He's great in the weight room. He's great, you know, he takes care of his body. You know, he kind of entails all the things we look for in a Fair State hockey player. And, you know, so we said, okay, well, we'll break the mold a little bit and go with a goaltender.
You've been at Ferris now for over 20 years. You've had good teams throughout. There's no doubt that the last five or six have been special. What's changed?
Well, that's a good question. I think to a degree, when I first took over there, we had come through some hard times because they had looked at dropping the program. And it was the year prior to me taking over that where it looked like the program was going to go by the wayside. And I think what occurred during that time period was when they said, no, this is available part of our community and university, let's treat it like that. And so what happened was the administration really embraced hockey at that point and said, we're going to make this a focal point. And then throughout the years, they've given us the resources we needed to make it a better program. So it's really been driven from the top down, if you will, from the administration on down to us, and we're the beneficiaries of it.
Thanks for your time, Bob.
Thank you.